what we're basically saying with this application to court is that we're requesting a preservation order, and then later we'll apply for a forfeiture order. Basically, we're trying to get the optimum co-holding, the mine and the terminal preserved, not subject to the business rescue practitioner's plan to possibly sell the assets at what we believe would be a throwaway price. We are also asking the court to look at our request in terms of, we're claiming that Tegeta Resources got optimum co-holding through ill-gotten gain, through money that was siphoned off state-owned entities such as Eskom, which is the power generator for South Africa. Our main issue here is that the purchasing of optimum coal holding, was through ill-gotten gain, through money laundering, and we've actually told court that people cannot benefit from money, the money used from ill-gotten gain to be able to acquire assets, and thus we want it to be preserved and ultimately sold to the highest bidder in order to turn the mine around.
What's the court date for hearing these cases?
So what has happened this week is that we filed our application. We're not going ex parte. But what we're doing is we're doing it in open court. We're not doing it in secret to give them an opportunity, meaning the respondents, to reply. By the 8th of March, 2022, arguments would be heard in this matter. Also, the respondents are given an opportunity before the 10th of January to file answering affidavits, as well as the 28th of January to then file answering affidavits to this matter. So we're saying that everything will be properly ventilated on the 8th of March, 2022, through arguments, but that's for the preservation order.
What do you think are the prospects of success?
So we're fighting. We've brought our best guns to this particular fight. However, it's going to be heard by the court, and it's going to be in the court's hands to decide whether our arguments are sufficient or whether our arguments are valid. However, we're doing our best, and we're putting our best foot forward.
Well, Cindy, what do you say to those who are saying all these are politically motivated, going after so-called perceived political opponents or enemies of the state or the ruling party at the moment, the president inclusive?
They're saying that's completely false, because in each of our matters, if people were to follow all of our cases, we've been able to get an unlimited restraint order against various high-profile persons in and out of the country. In the Mulani investment matter, the court, on its own assertions, found that we do have a case, and hence they've restrained access to an unlimited value against Islandside, against Ipal Sharma, Mulani investment, where we've told the court that this was just another money laundering scheme for bigger cases. Here again, we're bringing an application. We're hoping that the court will hear it on different merits. And what we would like to put out there is that different courts are hearing our matters, and many a time the various courts are either giving us restraint orders or giving us interim restraints and confirming our restraint orders. So it cannot be that in all of our attempts and all of what we've done currently is political, because the courts are independent and the courts and make the final decision.
How are South Africans reacting to this latest development?
It's such a confusing or complex matter for South Africans currently, and it's a lot to take up, because even in our investigations, we ourselves realize that this is a complex and dense matter. So South Africans currently are trying to understand what it is we're doing with this particular case. They get that we want to preserve it. They get that we eventually want to forfeit it. But the sense that I'm getting is they want to understand what the end goal is. And currently, where we're standing, we are doing our best to explain what the end goal is, but it's going to play out in court, and the details will be best understood at that point.
I was going to ask you what the end goal is, and whether South Africans will be brought on board and educated.
So the end goal from where we are sitting is to eventually get this mine and the terminal sold off to the highest bidder. And when that is done, it will then be able to possibly create more jobs. It's also going to be able to go back to or to go to hands of people that want to run it correctly. Also, the state will be able to ensure that mine, the terminal, and various other things will go through Ilgarten Gate, because according to the Prevention of Organized Crimes Act, you cannot benefit from proceeds of crime.